the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Our Lady, Spouse of the Holy Spirit. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. In these days before Pentecost, the celebration on Sunday, we have been talking about the Holy Spirit and its different aspects, or looking at it from different views. And we know that the Holy Spirit is the Spirit of love, it's the Spirit of truth. And you might say it's the Holy Spirit is also an aspect of truth. He's the Spirit of martyrdom. He's the one, as our Lord says, that I will send the Holy Spirit to you and he will give testimony to me and all that I, remind you of all that I have said and taught you. And that we know that the Holy Spirit, this giving witness, is an aspect of all the martyrs. They all died because they gave testimony. They gave witness to Christ, and they would not deny the truth. This aspect of the fact that the Holy Spirit, in one sense, is the spirit of martyrdom, the spirit of witness to Christ. Even St. John says, you know, that those who deny that Jesus Christ came in the flesh are of the Antichrist, are of a different spirit. And only in the Spirit, he says, can they say that Jesus is Lord. So, but this aspect of martyrdom is even indicated in the old ritual before the ritual is changed. In the ritual for confirmation, each and every one of us, when they were confirmed after the bishop, you know, sealed them with the Holy Spirit, he would give them a little pat on the cheek to symbolize the fact that they would suffer for Christ, or that suffering for Christ, giving witness to him, would involve, possibly losing your life for his sake. Now, that was a little liturgical symbol, but it probably would be more realistic if the bishop were given liturgical brass knuckles and would to haul off and whack you one, so that you would really understand what that means, the suffering involved in giving witness to Christ. We see this, you know, throughout the history of the church. The apostles themselves all gave their lives in testimony to the truth. And one of those people, or one of those that really is very much in line with, I guess you would say, has a very special relationship with the Holy Spirit, is the one who has the successor of Peter. In that the Pope, who is the vicar of Christ, who is the ambassador of Christ here on earth in a very special way, has a very special relationship with the Holy Spirit, in that he also has the gift of infallibility to speak the truth and to enlighten the rest of the church on matters of faith and morals and doctrine, so that we can always know what God has indicated to us. When we hear in the gospel today, our Lord's, once again, you know, the passage where our Lord elicits from St. Peter his confession of, threefold confession of love. In that our Lord, this is John's version of Matthew's commissioning of Peter, giving him his task as the vicar of Christ. In that he asks him, you know, do you love me? And he says, I love you. Yes, you know that I love you. And he says, feed my lambs, meaning, you know, feeding means to, as Father Hardin reminded us yesterday, is to teach and to nurture those who are new in the faith, or the young ones, as we're all lambs in many ways, to nurture us with sound doctrine, and which is the aspect of one of the things that the Pope is to do. He is the principal teacher of the faith. And then he says, do you love him? Do you love me again? And Peter says once again that he loves our Lord. And he says, tend my sheep. Meaning that Peter also has the role of governing. that he is not just there as a teacher with no authority. You know, it's not like a classroom, as many of us probably grew up in, where the teacher was trying to teach, but everybody else was, you know, hanging out of the windows. Well, he also has the ability to govern, to guide, to command. And so that is the authority that our Lord conferred upon Peter as well. And then the last time, our Lord once again says to him, "Do you love me?" And he says again, "Yes, you know well that I love you." And the Lord says, "Feed my sheep." First he was saying, "Feed my lambs," those who are new, those who are just, you know, coming into the church. But he says, "Feed my sheep," to remind us that his role as teacher is not just for those who are Catholic, but for the whole world. Saint Peter and his successors, the popes, and the church, as we know, is truly meant to for all men. And so therefore, the teaching and his authority to guide and to teach in matters of faith and morals and conscience is not just limited to those who accept his authority. His authority is over all mankind, because he represents the vicar of Christ. And so the Holy Spirit, in a special way, works through his church, and especially through the office of Peter. And so as we, you know, reflect upon the Holy Spirit's role as giving testimony to Christ, let us ask in a special way, you know, that the gifts that we have received at confirmation will help us to give witness, to truly be prophetic, to be mouthpieces, to speak for God, and to speak in defense of the truth of God in our world today. And that, you know, maybe we'll be lucky and receive the reward of that pat on the cheek that we received in the old ritual at confirmation. Let us ask Our Lady, who is the Queen of Martyrs, the one who gave witness and testimony to Christ par excellence because of her standing at the foot of the cross, and for her, you know, purity and holiness of life. She truly pointed to and gave testimony to Christ, her Son. And let us ask her to help us in our mission, in our task, as being witnesses to Christ in our day today. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.